Hey, this is Roy Richardson of the One-Off Technology Podcast, and this is a very different episode. First of all, as you might could tell, it's not live, but that's okay. I have a very special guest, and no, it's not Alexa. She was fun, but she's not here tonight, so, well, she will be, but that's a different story. I'm sure she's going to butt in as we call her by mistake, but anyway, so I want to bring in somebody. This is like one of the most important people in my life, probably the most important person in my life, and I am excited to have her on the show as a reluctant occupant. And so this is my wife, Donna Richardson. How are you? That's not my indicator. That's something I need to edit. Anyway, so Donna and I met at...
A long time ago
in a galaxy far away, and she was on the help desk at the company I worked for. We were friends, and I was in the middle of a divorce, and once that was over, I'm like, you know, I really do like that Donna girl, and I like hanging out with her. I think I'll go ask her out. And then I'll ask her to marry me. And she was so silly. She said yes. I don't know what she was thinking. Yeah. Don and I both work in IT for our respective companies. I started off as a lowly computer operator and worked my way up to server admin. And then I was attached to the help desk. And then Donna came on board with the company she worked for. It was an outsourced help desk and was working for that help desk. And then when the economy got tight, she left and went to another company and worked on their help desk and then went into server administration. And now she works for a healthcare system. So, yeah, she's moved on. I'm still at the same company. I haven't changed at all. So Donna and I married, we've been married 18 years now, and we have four amazing kids.
Four.
And the two youngest are ours, and then the two oldest are also ours, but from a previous relationship, and it depends how you ask, but they're adults. And then, of course, we have the two younger who think they're adults, but they are not age-wise. And the kids were practically born with iPads in their hands.
They used to joke about Xander being born with a keyboard in his hand.
And we live in a smart house. So if you look behind Donna, she has a light switch right there on the wall.
We're back there somewhere.
Yes, Vanna. Right there. Point to it. So, I mean, we have everything hooked up to Echo devices and Google devices. And so we can turn the house on at a moment's notice. So we have everything all rigged up.
Almost to the point where they're just constantly conflicting with each other.
That is true.
Even in the car, like last night we were coming home and you're like, turn on porch light, and it did, and we were halfway up the road still.
Yeah, that's true. Why do you want to go in the house in the dark? But yeah, we have an Alexa Auto, and we have Echo Dots all over the place.
Well, just in this room alone, just in like the one room, we have an Alexa, an Echo, and a Google, right?
Yes, that is true. And just in this one room, we have probably six different devices that respond to it. So, like, the lights on my desk are set up with smart outlets. And so I turn them on. One's George and one's Marcia. And I also have Ethel. Ethel's my ring light, but she only gets involved if I'm doing demonstrations right here on my desk.
And I have Fred over here.
Yep. And then we have the office light above us, which only comes on periodically. And then I know there's more. But that's enough for the discussion. But anyway, the point being is that we have a smart house. And sometimes that smart house is smarter than us.
I think people are freaked out by it. Like, people, guests that we have come over are a little bit intimidated by all of the connectivity we have here.
And I think it's amazing. And we have lots of smart cameras as well. We have smart thermostat. If I had any more cameras, you know, you would think I was doing a Just Fans channel. So...
What is your favorite thing about the Amazon-based devices?
So, the Amazon devices have more personality. Even when she gets it wrong, it's interesting. As opposed to Google, who has a very friendly voice, but yet gets it wrong, and it's just not... she's just not as nice about it.
Yeah. I like the fact that I can pick up my phone where I'm running the Alexa app, and I can just on the spur of the moment, I can set an alarm in the kids' rooms who all have Alexa devices. Or I can turn on music in one of their rooms or the room I'm in. I can control the lights. I can control all of the devices we have in the house, controlled by them from my phone, too. So,
yeah, I like that. I mean, and that's also how I let people know supper's ready. So I'll say, hey, announce. Oh, actually, I'll say, da-da-da, broadcast, supper's ready. And it will go out to the whole house. I had to mute Echo here because she kept trying to get into the conversation. So,
yeah.
And, you know, one, it was kind of a funny story for us. So our youngest daughter's name is Alyssa. And so we had to change the wake word on the Amazon devices because it was setting off Alexa. And so Alexa would jump into every conversation that involved Alyssa.
Yes.
And so that was pretty funny. So I changed it to computer at first. And so imagine a two or three year old trying to say computer, and she couldn't, and it was very frustrating for her. So I finally changed all the devices to Echo.
Yeah.
So, but I thought computer was fun because it kind of reminded me of Star Trek, and that was what Amazon had in mind when they added computer as one of the wake words. So I do wish you could customize the wake words on those devices more. Everybody set their own. I think that would be good.
Yes, it would be so good. Well, also there for a while when we had it named, one of them named Alexa, and we would yell out to do something, Alyssa would think we were calling her.
That is true also. Yes, that is true. Yep. And it's funny, so I've been a Googler for a long time, and Google's sent me the first Google Mini. Over the years, I've gotten a lot of free devices from Google. I don't know how they have just sent me a lot of free stuff. So I've gotten like a Chrome. I got, when they gave out the first Chromebooks, the CR48s, I was so excited. One of my friends sent me a message, hey, I just saw on Twitter that you got a Chromebook. I'm like, what? Oh, yeah, I saw it on Twitter, you got a Chromebook, because Google's releasing everybody's names out there, and they said, I saw your name, Roy, and I thought, well, this is the only Roy I know in South Carolina, so it's got to be you, and you're into technology, so it's probably you. And then, funny enough, 2 hours later, UPS showed up, and there was my Chromebook, so it was kind of creepy. Like, people keeping up with me so close on Twitter that they know exactly what's getting delivered to my house. But I really love that. But anyway, so they sent me a Google Mini, and I was really excited about it because my thought was, hey, so I'm on my phone, and until literally 6 months ago, I have been an Android person since 2009. And so it's very hard to change my world to iPhone. I do like a lot of things about iPhone. There's also a lot of things I hate, so I fuss about the phone a lot. My wife's probably tired of hearing that. But the p- point being is that, so I got the first device. Like, I can just say, okay, Google. And Google will light up wanting me to ask something. But the thing I don't like about the Google device is that I don't have any questions right now, Google, but thanks for asking. The problem I have is that the results you get on the device are not as good as what you get on search. So I can literally search the exact same phrase verbally and then do it on my phone in a browser, on my PC in a browser, and no, it's not what I want. And I think there's some context missing, and so you don't get the whole thing there. So I don't know. What do you think?
There are times when I like to just do searches by typing versus verbal. So, but I know you, it all comes so natural for you. Like, for you, things flow with these devices so much easier than me. You know what I mean? Like, for me, it's not that it's not easy. I just don't have as much fun as you do sometimes with it. Maybe that's what it is.
It takes patience.
Yes.
And it should be easier, and it isn't. And so you want it to be easier, and I don't blame you. I do too. I think the devices make it harder in some ways, but yeah. I love being able to say, Echo, turn on the office light, and the office light comes on, you know.
And I do. I really, really like things that come easy on it. And like I said, being able to set alarms, the usage of the devices, I really like aspects of it. But I don't necessarily like the concept of always speaking my search terms. That's the part I don't necessarily like. If it's a bigger discussion and we're sitting around, you and I, like we do, or the kids are sitting there and we're having fun with it, that's one thing. But when I'm doing a serious search, I prefer just to type in my search.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No, I do. I was going to say, the thing that Google does best for us is timers for cooking.
Yes.
It makes it so easy. I really love that feature about it. Also, in the mornings, I have a routine. I'll say good morning, and it'll tell me the news and the weather, and I like that. So those are things that Google does well, and I enjoy that about it. And so when I got our first Amazon device, which we paid for, I've got nothing free from Amazon now that I think about it. Why do I like Amazon? I've got to think about that. Google's
right.
Giving me like
what
a,
have we gotten from Amazon?
Yeah, nothing. Nothing free. They've given me nothing. They haven't just said, you know, let me just send Roy something because Google does it. Why can't we?
But, yeah.
You know, like Google sent me a Google TV.
But to be fair, you are kind of the king of some weird thing where you win devices and get free stuff.
Well, that's true. I think that devices are drawn to me.
Maybe.
There's something about that. Something about me causes devices. I have won a lot of computer gadgets and devices. I don't win money. But I can win watches.
So you've won an iPod back in the day. An Apple Watch. When they were newer. Didn't you get an iPad?
I did win an iPad, yes.
Helps, was
so Apple loves me
Google
also.
Yeah, Apple loves you.
They didn't give them to me, though. These were just contests that I entered and won. Or set of circumstances that things just fell in the line and I won. I won this BB-8. I'm sorry, no. Yeah, this BB-8 robot.
Yeah.
And I entered a Twitter contest and won that. I probably have some other stuff.
Yeah, there's been lots of things.
I don't know how that works. I'm told I should play the lottery, but I don't know.
Okay.
The odds are not ever in my favor with the lottery, probably. It's just, you know, it's just a weird thing. But, you know, and I do love my device. I have a habit. I have an addiction for gadgets. I'm always looking for the gadget that does the next thing. I have gone through a long series of Fitbit watches. I have always been a fan of Fitbit.
Mm-hmm.
But as I got serious on running, Fitbit didn't fit the bill. But Fitbit has great customer service. I've had several devices fail, and they just send me another one. And so the customer service at Fitbit's really good from that standpoint. Though I've gotten sent more devices because devices failed than probably should.
Yeah.
But I don't do anything. I'm not using my devices as hammers or anything. I'm actually fairly... I keep the boxes for every device I get. I have this thing. I don't know why. I like keeping the pretty box. I love boxes that open really nicely. If you've seen my Mac Mini unboxing video, I'm very methodical in opening. It makes me crazy when I see the kids just rip into things like, no, don't do that. Let's open it gently. I want to like peel back and open things. I don't know why. I don't know. It's a quirk. It's me, but I like to keep the boxes around until I know the device is going to function fine. And then at a later date, I will get rid of it. Maybe.
Right. A year later.
It's going to be a year later probably, but yeah. But yeah, you know.
I like the devices too. I think over the years you've gotten me to where I like them a lot more. And so it's easy to spoil ourselves with devices.
I mean, Bill Gates had this really automated home, smart home, a long time ago. And I'm like, man, I want that. And so these devices brought that capability in reach. And there are so many knockoff companies making smart outlets that you can easily connect. The only downside is that I have like 14 different apps for every device. I even have a smart power strip from APC. Which unfortunately has to have its own app. But I like that I can actually name each one of the USB plugs on it and have devices come on.
So how much of the population do you think understands smart home devices and how to use them and are actually using them? Like, yeah, we're fully engaged and we have this house wired up, but we're both in IT backgrounds or IT careers with IT backgrounds. So we have that comfort and that knowledge. But people that aren't with that technical background don't understand it, don't know how to even find out about it.
Yeah, well, I think most people, so the Alexa and the Google Mini devices are the gateway drug to smart devices. When we got our first Google Mini, that's the first thing I thought, like, there's got to be some way to use it to do something here. And so then once the really expensive smart outlets started falling in price, it started with a Belkin. Our Kmart was going out of business, and they had a Belkin on the shelf that was like $14. It normally was like 60-something. I'm like, oh, I want that smart outlet. So I bought it.
Yeah.
And brought it home, and that was the first device that I paired up with the Google, the Mini. But then when we got an Echo device, I think we bought something, and the first Echo device was a freebie that came with that. I don't even remember what it was. But the first one, but I liked the Amazon device better because, well, it had more personality, and it legitimately seemed like it wanted to learn. And so a lot of customization, and Google has that, but they don't make it as easy. And I know that the whole purpose of the Amazon devices is to get you to buy more stuff. I mean, that's Google's plan too, but Google doesn't have as many products to sell you. The Echo device, the Amazon device, is always trying to say, something you buy is available. Or you just bought something a month ago, and you're probably about to run out, like gummy vitamins. So we have a gummy vitamin addiction we must talk about in another episode. But so it's like, you probably got to be running out of this vitamin. Now just let me know. I'll add to your shopping cart. You know, so I literally have to turn off that feature where it will let me buy things through the dock because I don't like that because there's no parental controls.
Well, and it, these smart devices get a lot of bad publicity there for a while around that very thing, the accidental shopping, the kids ordering stuff, and I think that probably hurt some of the adoption of them.
Yeah, because the kids took to them. They figured out, oh, I can do this with this device. And mom and dad never figured out. So they didn't know to turn that off. And so, I mean, you're absolutely right. How many houses, I think everybody, I think there's a large percentage. I would say probably 30% of people have Echo or Google devices, if not more. I mean, you have your phones. It's even your phone can be a smart device in the mix because... Yeah. You can run the Alexa app. You can run the Google Assistant app. You can use Siri. See, Apple has what's called HomeKit, and they do have some smart speakers, but they never jumped in at the level that Google and Amazon has. But Apple's play is that they're more geared toward your privacy. And so, I mean, there's been things. Google and Amazon are technically always listening. Because they have to listen for their awake word. And so there's always a brief recording before and probably a brief recording after. Amazon, for example, and Google both now have a feature where after you ask a question, it kind of listens around to see if there's a follow-up to that question before it goes back to sleep.
The other big thing I have found to be very useful on the using the app on the phone is when we've been out or away and the kids have been with babysitters or whoever here at home and been able to through the phone do a drop in on one of the Alexa Echo devices and actually carry on a verbal conversation with the kids through the device while not in the same house.
Yeah. No, that's very cool. I like being able to do that for my phone as well. It's like, hey, how you guys doing? Everything okay? You want to bring pizza home? You know, that type of thing.
Yeah.
I mean, and you can order pizza through the device. I don't, but you can. But I don't because you can add skills and routines to the devices to let you do cool things like that.
Okay, let's talk about skills. Because you know one of our favorite skills is the sleep sounds.
Sleep sounds.
I love having the echo in the room, in the bedroom, and being able to play sleep sounds of various kinds.
Yeah. I do like that. I got to find, let's see. I got to show you this. This is my, let's see, here's the latest. Okay. So, hang on, I'm going to share my screen. You're going to wind up with two cameras because, hey, I'm going to goof this up, but that's okay. All right. Hey, there's two of me. All right. This spreadsheet. So, I have an Alexa skill. Every time a song is played on our Alexa devices, it gets recorded to a spreadsheet on my Google Drive. So, Amazon, and then we'll play together. There's no telling what I'm going to see here, so I'm sorry if something I don't know about the kids played is going to show up here. Like, I don't remember playing this. When did we play that? I don't know. It says we played it yesterday at 11:42 a.m. I don't remember that.
I can't. Oh. Huh. I don't know when that played.
But it could be I'm capturing every time the kids play songs, too. I don't know. We'll get to find out what the kids are into. I had some crazy notion that I was going to do Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
No.
I was going to say we weren't home at that time, were we? But that's the 17th. So.
Yeah. Well, 18th. Well, yeah, that's 17th. You're right. Yeah. So my goal, I was playing around with data science and the R programming language. I'm like, you know, what would be really cool is to go and find how many times a song was played. I just want to do it. Like, what's my top 10 list of all the songs Amazon plays for me? What are the top 10 songs? Yes, I could take the spreadsheets and put them all together and sort them, but that's not teaching me R. And so I thought that was fun. Of course, it's easier to do it with Python. Trust me, do data science with Python. R is nice, but you can do so many things with Python. R is the way to go. No, Python's the way to go. R is okay. R. Just felt the need to say that. I don't know why. So what's your favorite thing to do with the gadget? So you talked about the sleep sounds. We use those. Those are really cool. So Babbling Brook is our favorite.
It is.
And then I play White Noise for the dogs because our big dog will bark at anything. And so we play White Noise to drown out the sounds of like the possum, the raccoon that come up on our porches.
And it works.
And it works.
It does work. But he'll bark at everything else. So I don't think if anybody comes up on the porch that we're going to miss it because he's going to freak. But if they're louder than a raccoon or a possum.
I just like having the devices available just for the miscellaneous thing like we've talked about.
Yeah. And even though we all have iPhones now, I was the last holdout because everybody in the house went iPhone way before I did. So like I said, I didn't get one until this year. Mm-hmm. My job provides me with a phone and they said, well, we're going to go iPhones. And so that's how I wound up with one. I had a Samsung Galaxy S8 that I really loved. I've had some amazing phones over the years. And then there was a phase where we both had Android phones. I had the Droid 2 and she had the Droid R2-D2. That was a Star Wars themed phone. That was such a cool phone. I loved it. And it had all the Star Wars sounds. And I go, R2-D2. Anyway, that was my interpretation of a R2-D2 sound, I'm sorry. So, but yeah. And then I liked the fact when I was using Google Maps on it, your car was an X-Wing fighter. I don't know. I liked it. We have friends that would love it. So, anyway, yeah. And so that's our life. You know, all the gadgets that we get and play around with. And now I get asked to do a lot of tech reviews, and so people send me gadgets, and I'll review them. Sometimes they don't like what I say, but I review them anyway. So, because I'm going to be honest about it. If it's something I believe in, I'm going to say this is something I like, I personally use. And we do like Alexa and Google devices. And then we have TP-Link. Light switches all over the house. We have lots of Belkin stuff and a couple of knockoff companies, Genevieve and that type of thing. And then,
we have three rooms. Think about this, and I haven't thought about it until just now. Mm-hmm. There are three rooms in this house that have both an Echo and a Google device in it.
That is true. That is true. We have an Echo and a Google device in the bedroom. We have an Echo, multiple Echo devices and a Google device in the office.
The living room.
The living room has a Google Nest Mini because we use it to watch the cameras. So that's really cool.
That might be my favorite.
Yeah, in a lot of ways it's my favorite. I kind of wish I had the bigger one. But I like the fact that the small one doesn't have a camera
on it.
Yeah, there's no camera.
I got you. I like that one because it sits there on the coffee table in the living room, and it plays the pictures like from our Google Photos. Mm-hmm. So all the time it's working like a digital. I suddenly can't find the word.
We'll say media center. How about that?
Frame. Photo frame. It's like a digital photo frame, which I don't typically like the digital photo frame, but on that device, it's showing like two pictures at a time, and it's just flipping through them, and we have thousands of pictures out there, so I really like that, and then I like the fact that I can look at the Nest camera through there.
Yeah, and if you've seen a previous episode where I talked about Google Photos, I still use it, even though they did away with the free unlimited. Mm-hmm. but I have a subscription to Google Drive, so that's why I'm allowed to, can afford to put 100 plus gig of photos out there. And yeah, it's really cool in the Nest to have the pictures. Of course, we also have Chromecast. Google also gave me a Chromecast.
They did
give me a Chromecast. So we have the Chromecast connect to our TV, and it cycles through our pictures as well. So it's really cool. And then they recently gave us Google TV. I've had some issues with the Google TV. I hate to bash Google. I like the Roku device better. I like it's agnostic. So, but anyway, I talked about that in an episode too. But anyway, I talk about a lot of stuff. Maybe I talk too much. What do you guys think? Leave a note in the comments. Let me know. Let me know if you think I talk too much. So, if you like this video and want to see others like it, please subscribe to our channel. Hit the bell to be notified when I post a new video.
Are you asking if they want to see more videos of us together?
Well, I would definitely be interested to see if they want to see more videos. They're probably going to say, I'd love to see videos of Donna, but that Roy guy, he can go. So I see that happening.
Not with it.
Nope, I see it, yeah. Also, I am out on social media as Tech Troublemaker, Tech Trouble MKR on Facebook and Twitter, because Twitter would not let me buy the two extra vowels needed to make maker into a full word. So, yeah, there you go. Anyway, and I love when you guys ask questions or leave a comment. So please do those things. Put those things out there. I want to see them because I do reply to every comment. It can happen. Stranger things can happen.
You never know with you.
You never know with me. Yeah. So.
Thank you for letting me be a guest.
Thank you for agreeing to be a guest. You and I have you have no idea how much bribing I had to do to get her to be here.
Yeah.
So she's like, I don't want to be on your show. No. She didn't say it that way. She said it, I don't know. She said it in a nice way, but I don't remember. It still felt the same.
Nothing to do with you.
I don't want to be on your dumb web show. I want to be on iCarly. Anyway, no. This isn't iCarly. That's not how the internet works now. Okay. Which, by the way, iCarly's back out. I'm not getting paid to say that, and I don't have Paramount Plus, so I can't even watch it. And Jeanette McCrary's not on it, so without Sam, is it still iCarly? I mean, no. I know I like Carly. I like Freddie.
Oh, yeah.
I can't think of the brother's name. What's the older brother's name? I don't remember. I should know. Yeah, because we were funny enough. We were talking about spaghetti tacos the other night. We were going to serve the kids spaghetti tacos. We have done spaghetti tacos.
We have. They were awesome.
So, our younger ones don't like sauce in their spaghetti. I got to have sauce on mine.
The youngest doesn't even like spaghetti.
That's true. So, but the other two loved it. It was awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was about when iCarly was out. So
Spencer.
Duh. I can't believe I can't think of his name. So anyway, because his brother, the actor, is on Sliders, not Spencer, but the gentleman that plays
Jerry Trainer.
Yeah. Now Sliders not on anymore, but you know it's on one of those channels now. I just saw it recently flipping channels. Yeah. All right. Well, so I think that about wraps our show up. We kind of talked some about how technology kind of affects our household and our mindset and how we are insane.
We are.
Wait, did I say that loud? I don't. Yes, it's supposed to just happen in my head with the voices.
It's supposed to be our secret.
It's supposed to be our secret. So anyway, thank you so much for watching. Donna, thank you so much for coming on the show. I'd love to bring you back on another time. So at a later date, I'll do it sporadically. So it seems more like an event for me, and for her, it'd just be an ordeal, but it'll be an event. And so, yeah, cool beans. Thank you so much. All right. Bye. Don't forget.
Bye.
Like and subscribe, hit that bell. All right. Thanks for watching and cue intro music, the outro music, cue music. Let's do this. Maybe not that one. How about this one? Wow. I'm I'm not hearing the voices in my head. Oh, that's because I got turned down. Bye. See you in the funny papers. And it just fell like that. Just it was over like that. What do you think? Yeah.